إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. It was an incident that a man came to a good scholar. His name is Ibrahim ibn Adam. And he asked him, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Ghafir, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, call upon me, I will respond? He said, yes. He said, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not responding to our calls? Why we are living in misery? Why we are as a Muslim? That was hundreds of years ago. That scholar did exist hundreds of years ago. How we are going from one occupation to another, from Mongolians, Tatars, and what have you, and we are hurt all the time. And where is the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he said in the answer, he said, because there are reasons. First of all, you did know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you said you believed in him, but you never obeyed him. You said that the Quran is holy, and you said the Quran is a revelation, and you said the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you recited, but you never apply what's in it. You did read it, you did recite it, but you never apply what's in it. You did know that the shaitan, wal'ayazu billah, Iblis, is your enemy, is the one who want to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, and you by your choice obeyed him. By your own choice, submitted to him and followed him. You claimed that you love Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you abandoned his sunnah. You didn't even pay attention. You are not even worrying about what Sayyidina Muhammad was doing. That you claimed that you love al-Jannah. You claimed you want to go to the Jannah, which is that everyone go. If we have anything in common, is we all want to be comfortable after death. We want to be in Jannah, inshallah. And he said, you claim it, but you never did anything to qualify yourself to Jannah according to the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. You claimed that you are afraid of the nar, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anger, and you didn't do anything to protect yourself from it. You said, death is the truth. You said, death is reality, but you never prepared for it. You don't prepare for it. And instead of your focus on your own weak point, on your own shortcoming, and instead of worrying about how you're going to qualify yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy, how you're going to strengthen up and get closer to Allah, you got over busy and over occupied by pointing your finger to other people's problems and other people's weak point. Instead of worrying about yourself, you are already worrying about who is doing what, and whom is right and whom is wrong. دَفَنْتُمْ مَوْتَاكُمْ, and you did bury your own dead people, and you didn't learn anything. As if it is a blank statement. When you go to the graveyard, There is a whole lot to read there. There is a whole lot to learn there. There is a whole lot to feel there. And when you did, you came up with nothing. You didn't know what it means to be 6 feet under. You didn't know how it means to be lonely. You didn't know how to be down there, surrounded by all dust and all dirt and nothing else. There is no vacuum, there is no place. You didn't know what it means that that body that got you over occupied and over busy with your life is started to deteriorate. And in very few days it will be nothing. Nothing. And you did not learn that the people that they coming in there after few minutes, when they go back to your own life and their own homes, and they forget. And if they forget, you will be forgotten too. If you forgot everybody, what makes you think that you're going to be an exception? So he came to the first one, عرفتم الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطعتم غيره. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to understand the base, there is a base of the relationship between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you understand that base, it's like exactly the brain of the human being. If that brain is healthy and have the right information, usually you will behave right. And everything they do, it will accomplish the goal. There are a basic fundamental. Basic fundamentals that you have to be aware of. And those basic fundamentals, if you start to work your life in according to them, according to as the guideline, inshallah, you will accomplish the purpose of your life. You need to know first of all, before you start, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. That means there is nothing that you can do, good or bad, going to benefit or harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep that in mind. That is rule number one. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. The second rule, the second golden rule. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. The second rule, you have to understand that it is a gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to you by creating you as a chance. And sitting this chance, you by yourself qualify yourself to my mercy. So you are living here, you are in this life to qualify yourself to Allah's mercy. To use the gift of life, the element of life, so you qualify, you build yourself to qualify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. And listen to this, please. وسارعوا إلى جنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. If we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, come and hurry to a heaven. The width of it is like heavens and earth that it is known to you. Allah prepared it for muttaqin. سارعوا. And the key here is not, the key of this ayah is in the word sari'u, not asri'u. Asri'u, that means what? I can say, come in a hurry. That means there is a starting point and there is an end point. And I'm asking you, hurry up, come, hurry up. But sari'u means what? Start and never stop. Once you start the motion of iman, you never stop till you reach your goal, which is what? Jannatum arduha as-samawati wal-ard. So it is not one incident that you do one time and your job is done. Like you are going for a degree, or you are going for a job, or you are going for a task, and you finish, or a project, and you finish that project, it is done, and you got it as a balance in your credit, and you can put it in your resume, and you can act upon it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is saying what? It is a continuous process till the end of the opportunity that I gave you. Which is what? الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The third element that you need to really pay attention to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة. That means Allah so decided to treat you with mercy. Do you know what the word mercy here means? Basically, the word mercy means prevent you from the harm and prevent the harm to get to you. Any kind of harm, abuse your mind, that's a harm. Abuse to your body, that's a harm. Abuse to your money, to your loved one, is a harm. And also abuse to your life is a harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. That means I am taking you to the jurisdiction of my defense system. I am taking you in. But how about the harm? وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. If you have a harm, where is the harm coming from? Because you went out of the range that you're supposed to be in it. You went out of outside the jurisdiction of what you're supposed to be in it. You're supposed to be in, so you get the rahmah. Once you walk out of that range by your own choice, blame no one but yourself. These are basic fundamentals. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, you have to understand, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But the maghfirah, Allah is so forgiving and He is so merciful. The forgiving here, what it means. The base of the relationship of the forgiving, it comes from ayat says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةِ إِنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. That means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala committing Himself to accept and to forgive. Listen to this please. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءُ or السَّيِّئَاتِ. السُّوءُ is a singular. سَيِّئَاتِ is a plural. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءُ, that means they do the mistake unintentionally. Somebody never been told that the alcohol is forbidden. Somebody never been told taking something that does not belong to you is a stealing and it is a big major crime. Somebody never been trained or to know that the prayer is obligation. Somebody been neglected and nobody, that is when he realized or she realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's mighty, you're not going to say no, you are not. But He said what? I am committing myself to accept it. In tabu wa aslahu min qareeb. If they repent and come back and they correct their behavior. كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة. That is one. إن الله غفور رحيم. And another one, you have to understand. Because this can make it or break it. This is can make it or can break it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفُرُ الزُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah will forgive all kind of sin. And there is no one sin is big enough to not to be forgiven. And there is no amount, one human being can do amount of sin that it cannot be forgiven. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving, forgiver. Except one. What is this one? Illa an yushraka bih. And what is that shirk? Or association with Allah. That some scholars, and I agree with them wholeheartedly, when they define the shirk, they call them the silent killer. Because it creeps on your behavior, your belief, and kill it without you know it. Without even you feel it. Al-kufr, al-kufr, blasphemy is very clear. It's like a sunshine. Very clear to know. Hypocrisy is also clear. It doesn't take you much to know who is true and who is a liar. Who is a phony and who is genuine. It doesn't take much. We all know it. Kufr is very clear. Somebody understand, been informed, understand, and one way or another rejected. And by the way, kufr, there are 8 kinds. Only 2 out of the people that they did not say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And 6 out of the 8, they said and saying, and they will keep saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and pray and fast, and the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are kafir. And inshallah, it will come the time, especially through the classes that Dr. Ali is doing, inshallah, going to be a lot of details about those issues. 6 out of the 8. But when it comes to shirk, it is purely belong to the people that they said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Can you imagine? This is why it is a silent killer to the iman. The shirk is a big issue, but I'm going to try to very, very quickly identify it and see how we can know it. What did the shirk mean? A shirk basically mean that you are given attribute or a character. Belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only belong to Allah, to other deity. If you come for instance and think that the one who heal is the doctor, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a shirk. If you think that your supervisor can fire you or can hire you, that is a shirk. Because when it comes down to it, what you need to know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your enemy serve you. Who raised Musa? Who been for 2 years going after a child he saw in his dream, day and night, and killing hundreds of children? Who did? Pharaoh. Who raised Musa? Who gave Musa the best education, the best housing, the best food, the best protection? It was Pharaoh. يَعْخُذُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَهُ. An enemy, he will be in the custody of enemy of mine and enemy of him.
If you ever, ever think in that entire universe, or the whole entire universe, can harm you or can benefit you by anything, you are right in the alley of this shirk. You are right in the middle of it. You see now the challenge? You see the magnitude of the challenge that you and I having? You see what is the problem? Praying, why not? Fasting, it doesn't harm. Hajj, it looks good. But promoting good and fighting evil? Let somebody else do it. That's a shirk right there. Because you are afraid of authority. What are the people going to say about you? How is that going to cost you? How this, how this, how that? Look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. There is nothing in between. Nothing in between. He already did identify Allah. He already been worshipping Allah. He already been praying to Allah. But the whole point is this, the purification of shirk. He picked him up. Aslim, that means there is no place for you. He said, Aslam to Rabbil Alameen. He did not even say, let me think about it. Let me just digest it and give the answer. That is purity of shirk. Purity out of the shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us the qasas of a human being and a prophet just for entertainment, but to learn from it. So if you ever under the impression that anybody can harm you or anybody can benefit you, you are committing a shirk right there. Can you imagine? You are a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are saying, you cannot protect me, you cannot provide for me. How does that sound? We as a human being, we don't do it to each other. How about the Lord of the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another one of the fundamentals in the relationship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept other than unconditional submission, obedient to him. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Never be under the impression the word Islam, like the word Ruh, spirit, it came in the Quran with so many meanings. When you come to the word Ruh, spirit, in the Quran, depend on the place that it's in it, it gives a different meaning. And it is the same word, exactly the same thing with the word Islam. Depend on the place that it is in it, it gives a different meaning. It comes in the meaning of acceptance. Comes in the meaning of acceptance. You submit, you accept it. But also it comes by the meaning of inqiyad. Not acceptance, but in this case is what? Submission. What does the submission mean? Submission basically means, I am cancelling my will for your will. I will do what pleases you, not what pleases me. I will stop doing what you want, not what I want. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. For who is the best interest? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to submit for his best interest or for your best interest. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهُ. If we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah pour the peace and tranquility in his heart. Let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and guidance. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering and to give us the wisdom and the courage to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life. So we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we will be in peace. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, wa ashadu annahu qad ballagha ar-risala wa adda al-amana wa nasaha al-ummah wa jahada fi sabilillahi haqqa jihadih hatta atahu Allahu al-yaqeen. Now, you need to know that there are four major obligations. Once you said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, God generated. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah never been a declaration only. It is not a declaration. It is a contract. Contract. Contract to be responsible for four main things. Number one, to let everybody know that you are a Muslim. You accepted that. And you don't let everybody know that you are a Muslim by your tongue, but by your behavior. The bottom line, I want you for a second to imagine a rocket or a satellite. They have a real big rocket, and right at the tip of that rocket is the bottom line. When they launch the rocket, they are not launching the rocket because of the rocket, or they enjoy seeing the smoke, but because they want to put this little compartment, this little tip, this little satellite, the small one, in a certain orbit. Exactly this life, look at it this way. Every interaction in it, while you are in it, is supposed to end up with one thing in the bottom. What is that bottom? Makarim al-akhlaq. The ethics. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, wa innaka لعابد عظيم. Did he say you are an excellent worshipper? No. He said وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. The bottom line is the خلق. So the declaration of the faith by the خلق. Number two, the commitment to live your life according to the Quran and the Sunnah. And here is the value of labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. A lot of people think that it is a ritual to be said when you have the ihram and when you are making hajj. No. Hajj means providing evidence. You need to provide evidence to your loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to your submission to Him 24/7. And there is no other way. A third, you have to do the best that you can. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get to what you call convenient. Get out of it. To do what? To promote good and fight evil. To propagate about Islam. To share the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Share your love to Allah with others. Instead of keep criticizing them and keep evaluating them, share your love to Allah with others. And number four, don't turn your back away. You are responsible for defending on this religion. You are responsible for defending on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And when I use the word defend, I don't mean arm, and I don't mean physical arm, and I don't mean none of that. I mean word by word and idea by idea. And when you say the truth has its own power to wipe out false. If you try to persuade me by true is a true, it is false. Because if the true cannot fly by its own wings, it is not a true. If the true cannot hit your heart and you need to be propagate for it, it is not a true. When I tell you to take care of your mother, do I have to give you a reason? I don't have to give you a reason for taking care of your mother. That is a truth. To prevent, because there are so many things that we really need to do. But also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. For the shirk that I mentioned in this khutbah, it's right away to prevent it. How you prevent it? You prevent the shirk by dua and zikrillah. The enemy number one to shirk is knowledge. When you know what you are doing, not you do what you think it is right, you know what you do is right. You have to learn as much as you can. One hadith a day, one ayah a day is good enough. Is more than good enough. One hadith and one ayah a day. And apply them. And make dua to Allah to accept and to guide. And I'm going to leave him with this. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. When you have a taqwa in your heart, Allah is responsible for guiding you. I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responsible for teaching you what is the right thing to do, how to use the gift of life, so inshallah you will fulfill it and you will die in peace and you will be among the forgiven one in the hereafter. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing, and ask Him to forgive all our shortcomings, all our mistakes, all our sin, and provide us with the courage and the strength and the wisdom to study the teaching of the Holy Quran and the teaching of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and apply them in our life, so we can live in peace and we can die in peace, and inshallah in the hereafter we'll be in peace and we'll be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibadallah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تتقون. اتقوا الله وأقيموا الصلاة.